Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Of course, we've had a jam-packed morning. We talked to Representative Steve Watkins earlier, and then we just talked to Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. And now we have in studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Denise York and Shannon Modell. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Great.
It's been a very busy morning, and Denise, we'll go ahead and get it over to you. I remember last week you guys were talking about the I Love Coffeyville portal, getting that put together, and how is that going, and has it been launched yet?
Okay, it has been. It launched on Monday, and the promo started this past Monday. I think there's two a day. We still have a lot of people out left to record there, so if you haven't recorded, come in and get with John, and he'll get that done. And if you would like to record an I Love Coffeyville 60-second spot, let us know. And all you need to do is go to the ilovecoffeyville.com, Coffeyville's Reawakening, and let us know there.
And like you're saying, the portal is kind of just a one-stop shop for a lot of things, correct?
Yes. It's got City of Coffeyville, Chamber.
It's got the foundation. It's got the Reawakening. It's got the Visit Coffeyville website. There's six total websites on there right now, and we plan to add more in the future. But right now, I mean, of course, you can go to the Chamber and see all the activities going on there throughout the community with their Bounce Back initiative that they just started. So just an easier spot where you can see everything that's going on within the community.
And all you have to do is remember, I Love Coffeyville.
There you go. That's pretty easy to remember right there. And let's go ahead and get our latest update from Coffeyville Together. It's been pretty successful so far. And what is our latest update so far with Coffeyville Together?
So it's extremely successful. So as of last night, we have 576 gift cards purchased through 31 local businesses. And the amount of the gift card purchases is $26,095. So that match supports the local community up to $52,190.
There we go.
Awesome.
And that this is tied in the phases with the COVID, the COVID phases. So this will continue through June 22nd. So I don't see any reason we can't hit 30,000.
Absolutely.
So Father's Day's coming up. If you need a gift card from one of these local businesses, get online at coffeevilletogether.com and purchase them, and it's a great way to support the community.
Just got to say congratulations and thank you to all the people that have been shopping in Coffeyville. I mean, that is a ton of money to raise in such a short amount of time, and then that match with it as well, it helps out a ton for sure, does it not?
It does, absolutely. So,
work
with Janie at the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation.
So,
I was going to add too, if you've purchased a gift card and you're concerned of how to get it, or if you haven't, I think each business is kind of handling it different. So if you purchase a gift card from a specific business, just get in contact with them, go to them, or you can always email the foundation if you're questioning how you get that gift card, because with the phases at first, it was like, they were open, they weren't open. So, just go into those stores or, get in touch with the foundation.
Absolutely. Yep. So lots of good things with that. Also, Shannon, I kind of want to get to you because I was looking here, and it's like the Cultivatorville, that is still going on as of right now. And what are we looking at the end date for the Cultivatorville Inspired Design Contest?
Well, we figured since the phases were not fully still open and most people were staying home, we thought, why not extend it? So we decided just to extend it a week to June 6th. We probably have about 30 entries so far. If you haven't seen some of those pictures on the web or on the Facebook page, Coffeyville's Reawakening, they're added into the comments of kind of our flyer. And it's been beautiful what people have done with their mailboxes, painting their house. People have really transformed their places, so it's really exciting to see what everyone's been doing and getting creative. And even if you don't have a project finished, still submit it. We'd love to see it. We've been given quite a bit of money to help with these prizes, to help give back to our community as well. So we'd love to see more, and then we're going to try to figure out a way that we can at least display all the pictures. I'll repost them on the Facebook page, and but we'll try to come up with a creative way too, so others can see it, get it into the journal, just so everyone can see it, even if you're not on Facebook.
So, again, been extended to the 6th. So, you still got a chance to, you know, send your pictures in. And like you said, even if you're not finished with it yet, at least show that your progress of working on it. And that's always a good thing. And this past Saturday, you guys had the 9th Street Community Garden Party. And how did that go?
Yeah, I mean, they had a quick little party. There was cookies, just showing the progress that's being made there at the garden. It's really awesome what they're doing. And then to add to that, this week, they raised a flagpole. And so, you know, that was a really beautiful thing to see just with everything going on in the world right now. So if you drive by 9th Street, you know, it just looks very nice, patriotic. And I've got a few little notes here I was going to run through about the garden. Juan Hernandez, he actually made and placed the pole for us. An update to the plots, there's still 4 plots left. Most of them are being planted this week. So if you want to get one of those, you know, hurry up and grab one. We still have the $10 cards available from Coffeyville Feed and Farm that they've donated. So that'll be $10 for your seed or, you know, whatever it is you decide to plant. We already have the tools available. If you want to get one of those 4 plots, you need to get in contact with Ron Olson, and his phone number is 303-898-0670. Again, that's Ron Olson, and they live right there on 9th Street, and we've talked about Tammy that lives right next door there as well. So you can contact one of them to get that plot. Plannings for this summer, there's going to be a starting the path to the orchard. There's going to be picnic benches, hopefully by the end of June. There's been ball trees planted, and some are being moved and replaced. We'd also like to give a shout out to TLC for they donated and completed the back row of hedge bushes that will eventually be 6 feet tall and have yellow bloom. So really something pretty to look at. And we'll have a walkway that will extend from the sidewalk to the tree. So a lot of really beautiful things happening right there. So it's really unique to, you know, take advantage of an empty plot and make something great out of it.
Absolutely. And it's looking very beautiful over there. And it sounds like the community garden is just taking off right now. And it's been very, very successful. And Denise was going to get back to you. There's a few more things that you did want to throw out there, and one of them is the thing I always live for because I'm a movie junkie. Is the Midland Theater? Midland Theaters. You guys are starting that in July, correct? The Midland Movie
right.
Theaters.
Yeah, it's our outdoor
movie shows. Right,
our outdoor movie night, mm-hmm. July 10th. The movie is going to be The Sandlot
forever.
And so, yes, and so it's Americana baseball is going to be the theme. So come dressed as your favorite ball player or character in the movie. But it's July 10th, the Friday.
The Friday before.
Before the summer celebration. So we know that that's starting to gear up. And so that should be a big weekend, maybe first weekend of the summer for everybody to get out and really celebrate and have fun.
Yeah,
so.
Catch a movie. And then you got the next day, the summer celebration, which was announced earlier this week that it is absolutely on. And I know everybody is excited about that. People will finally be able to get out and do something fun. And, you know, so it sounds like it's just going to be a very active weekend in Coffeyville. Yeah. And it's going to be great. And what time does the movie start?
Dusk.
So the movie, movie will start at dusk. It's always a little questionable because we feel like we wait forever. I mean, it'll be around 9-ish mm-hmm. right now. But we'll also be posting some more things about activities leading up to that. We started that last year with the movie nights that a couple hours before. You know, we either have games and we have contests for dressing up. We're not sure what we're going to do yet, so more to come on that. But we'll have something fun planned.
And we do need to confirm, but the city band for the last year, they have been down there to perform under the marquee. So I think we had planned to have them in July, but I need to check with them and make sure they're still on and doing that at this point.
For somebody who has never been to the summer movie things like myself, since I moved here just in September, so I never did find out about it till later, where is the movie projected at?
So the first year we projected on, or the first couple movies, where the mural is. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we moved it and we're projecting across the street on the Alamo building.
Okay.
And then we block off 8th Street there at Elm and just...
Yeah, so the movie is essentially in between the post office and the Midland Theater.
Okay.
Like, it's in between that space. You can't miss it. It'll be a big white screen. And then that way everyone can sit in the parking lot there in front of the mural. So it gives a lot of space for everyone to spread out.
Yeah, just get your lawn chair and hang out and watch the movie. And
well, we always have popcorn and drinks and candy for sale, but there will definitely be popcorn for free for everyone to enjoy. I can't remember who the sponsor is for the popcorn. I think the popcorn machine was given by Community State Bank.
Yes, it was.
Right. And then
Isham's has donated popcorn.
Right.
Liebert Brothers, they've always jumped in to help us. And then the city band performs underneath the marquee.
That's very really cool.
So can't get more small town than that.
That's so cool.
If we have the electrical fixed at the Midland, by that time we'll have the lights going usually.
Okay,
so
awesome.
So it just gives a pretty good atmosphere down there.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I actually think I have my kids that weekend, so I may pull, because they love the Sandlot as well. That's what they love watching that, and they'll be all, anytime they get to the part of the movie, if everybody's seen it, when he goes forever, my kids start going forever, and it just cracks me up every time they do that, and because I used to do that every time I watched it as well. So the Sandlot, and that will start on July. That will be on July 10th, and it'll be a fun weekend here in Coffeyville. And so, what are some of the other things that you guys have up your sleeve so far?
I only have one other thing that I wanted to mention: the winners from Cruise Night. We've got their gift certificates that will be delivered probably the end of this week, beginning of next week. We were waiting for to get those from the establishments. So.
Right, yeah, we'll get in contact with you guys and get your cards.
I think there's another cruise night coming up, actually. I think maybe this weekend.
Yeah, Father's Day weekend.
So 20th, so that'll be a lot of fun, Father's Day weekend. And I'm going to guess it's probably the same route pretty much as the senior night one. Mm-hmm. So
Up and down 8th Street. Yep. Through downtown.
There we go. Sounds really good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Lots of great stuff coming up here in Coffeyville. Ladies, I thank you so much for coming in today and letting us know what's going on with Coffeyville's reawakening. And if anybody has any questions, how can they contact you guys?
The Facebook page is the easiest, just to send us a message there. Or you can always stop by the Reawakening office downtown. Denise is kind of in and out. But
summer hours, basically. I'm doing mornings. Usually when I leave at lunch, I'm doing other things in the afternoon, my running around and everything. So for right now, it's just in the mornings. But if you go to I Love Coffeyville and then Coffeyville's Reawakening, there's a contact us. And there's a phone number.
I think the email address is right there.
Yeah, I believe I used the Facebook page once to contact you guys as well, because I was like, hey, we need to talk to you real quick. So, but ladies, I thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of great things going on. And again, the $26,095 in gift card purchases, which is being matched $52,190, which is a great thing. And like you said, hey, why not? Just keep going. Maybe we can get to 30.
Let's hit the 30,000. Yep.
There we go.
Next week or two.
Absolutely. Ladies, thank you again for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. And you guys have a great day. And we'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday Eve.